This year, we are celebrating Philadelphia as the birthplace of the nation on its 250th anniversary. As part of our ongoing series on the semi-quincentennial, WHYY's Peter Crimmins explains how the indigenous Lenape people almost became the 14th state in the Union.
In 1776, it was not uncommon for residents of colonial Philadelphia to see indigenous people walking the cobblestone streets. Dressed in traditional tribal clothes or in up-to-date Western attire, Native Americans came to Philly to trade, to socialize, and for the politics. Tribal leaders were invited into Independence Hall to gain a foothold with the Continental Congress.
Coming to Philadelphia, you know, it's like going to the UN. You know, it's those gathering of minds from different nations.
That is DJ Huff. He's a member of the Seneca Nation.
It's a beautiful thing, you know, with the intentions of, like, bringing peace, which doesn't happen quite as everybody hoped it would be.
Huff was recently at the Museum of the American Revolution in Philadelphia, dressed as White Eyes, a historic Lenape chief. White Eyes came to colonial Philadelphia to hammer out an agreement with the Continental Congress. Before the war, he was in talks with the British government about securing land rights from King George. But when the Revolutionary War started, he flipped to the other side, believing his chances were better with the Americans. Scott Stevenson, president and CEO of the Museum of the American Revolution, explains.
Americans often think about the Revolutionary War as a war between two sides. And if they think about Native people at all, they probably think, well, you know, they sided with one side or the other. And they're ultimately most interested in their sovereignty and independence. So they are all fighting their own wars of independence.
The Revolutionary War was about many things, self-governance being at the core, but a major driver was land. The British had restricted colonists from migrating westward across the Appalachian Mountains into Native American territory. But the king's colonial subjects refused to stay put, says Justin Meinert of the Museum of Fort Pitt in Pittsburgh.
The American Revolution is just a continuation of every conflict that's been occurring on this continent since the 1600s, of who's going to own land, who's going to make money. It's the same story as we hear today.
Chief White Eyes appeared before Congress in 1776 to deliver a speech in which he promised the Lenape would safeguard the Continental Army from other, more hostile indigenous tribes in the Ohio country. And in exchange, he wanted statehood, becoming America's 14th state and having a seat in Congress. That speech was transcribed at the time, and DJ Huff recites a portion of it.
I will apprise you of everything that passes in the Indian country. We much fear the Mingos, who do us and you some mischief. Let us guard against it.
White Eye's speech led to a preliminary agreement at Fort Pitt 2 years later, but it was never ratified by the full Congress, and shortly afterward, White Eyes was killed, likely by a Patriot militia. The agreement broke down quickly. Here's Scott Stevenson again.
The great tragedy for the Delaware people is that all of those groups, no matter which strategy they chose, kind of ended up the same.
After the collapse of the Treaty of Fort Pitt, the Lenape, or the Delaware people, scattered through migrations and forced removals. Today, there are six recognized Delaware nations in Oklahoma, Wisconsin, and Ontario. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.